We say good morning now to Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Bob, I thought we were done with you on Election Day, but...
Keeps going, doesn't it?
It does, and this is really an interesting development because I know so often you report on some of the irregularities when it comes to the way campaigns are conducted, but here we have a situation where Kristi Mazurek and David Paff have admitted that they engage in illegal campaign coordination. Take us through this case, if you would.
Yeah, they appeared in court yesterday, and this is the culmination of a long process undertaken by the Attorney General, and it goes back to the fact that these two folks were working for Steve Pidgeon, and who has also pleaded guilty to his own bribery problems in connection with this and other cases that have been under investigation by the AG for several years now. And basically what they were doing is having these independent committees that could spend significant amounts of money, more than regular campaigns could. And that's okay as long as you don't coordinate with another campaign. And that's what the AG found here, and what the court found was that these two people were coordinating with county legislature candidates. And that is against the law. It's not the most horrendous violation on
right.
the books, but it does show that this kind of activity, it's the kind of activity that Steve Pidgeon was involved in for many years, in that he was raising money through these independent committees and then spending it independently. Some people at the time were claiming that he was coordinating. He always denied it. But in this particular case, someone finally peeled the cover back and took a look at it. It was the first time anybody had ever done that.
Yeah, it's interesting, Bob, because, of course, this independent, so-called independent money that has been pouring into campaigns, not just here in Western New York, but across the country as well. That was always the thought that, or the separation, like you said, it could not be coordinated. But yet it almost seemed like in many cases, it obviously was. Just can you characterize how difficult it is to finally once and for all prove that this really is occurring?
Well, the first thing is somebody had to look at it.
Right.
And that had never happened before around here until Eric Schneiderman, who has had his own ethical problems, as we know, but not until his office started looking at this. And no DA, no U.S. attorney, no Moreland Commission, no attorney general previously had ever done this. And but it had been going on, and people had been complaining about it for years. And it goes back to the way that Steve Pidgeon was running his independent committees, and many people complained about it, but nobody ever looked at it. And so that's why this is significant, I think.
Without casting specific aspersions, you suspect that this type of thing is still going on, if not necessarily here, but elsewhere?
It could be, but I haven't seen it.
Okay.
And something like this acts as a deterrent, I think. And, you know, we're going back 3.5 years to when the FBI and the BCI and the AG's office conducted a raid at Steve Pidgeon's home and confiscated his computer records and his cell phone records. And so I haven't seen anything like that going on since that happened. But, you know, it didn't happen until then either. And so I have been writing about these kinds of things
right.
for 25 years. And finally, they're now coming home to roost for some of these people. And that resulted in some guilty pleas yesterday.
And then just to switch gears here, finally, the race that will never end, the 27th congressional
yeah.
race. What is the latest that you understand?
Well, our story this morning indicates that Chris Collins is the apparent winner. And I say apparent just because it's always possible that Nate McMurray could go to court to challenge whatever process was conducted at the Board of Elections yesterday. But it did appear that Collins is the winner by about 1,300 votes, and that was declared pretty officially by Ralph Moore, the Republican Elections Commissioner, after a long, tedious day in which his staff sat there and opened up thousands of absentee ballots from around Erie County. And so that appears to be done. We haven't heard from Supervisor McMurray yet, but he conceded once on election night, and we're looking to see if he'll do that again or possibly go to court. It could not still be over. We'll see, but it looks like it is.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, as always, thank you very much for your time early on these mornings.
You betcha, Jay.